Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Thank you guys for your patience and your prayers. My mom is fine. She had a minor small surgery, and it was very, very cool. I wasn't able to kind of go in there and wait with her. You know, you don't get to, at surgical centers, wait with your mom. You kind of have to wait outside. But it was cool because I got to sit in my car and hang out and whatever and, you know, take a nap. Things you really can't do in a waiting room. So I kind of liked it. It actually worked out good. But she's fine. She's good. So I've been appointed to represent the unsexy women in America on this next segment. And I guess what has kind of started this conversation is a Megan Fox Jimmy Kimmel interview has surfaced where she was discussing one of her early auditions with Michael Bay, director Michael Bay, and how she was, this was back in 2009, and remember, Jimmy Kimmel was just coming off a lot of success from The Man Show, so his shtick was kind of the, you know, we're dudes, and we like hot women, and you're hot, and, you know, they're very, you know, this kind of we guys don't really get kind of hot women, but we're going to still ogle type of shtick he has or had at the time. And apparently she's on the show and she's beautiful as usual. And she's kind of describing how she was 15 at the time and auditioning for a part. And she couldn't really sit at a bar. So she had to, in this bikini, be under like a shower or something. And you know, when you hear it, you do cringe, you know, and it's like, oh, this just, you know, I had a very, very unsimilar experience to her, but cringeworthy, where I was trying to make money when I was going to college because I was supporting myself, and I wanted to do singing telegraphs, and I could sing at the time, right? And so I was auditioning, and everything went fine, and I nailed it, and I had a real wide, multiple octave range. Everything was great. And then he says, now take off your clothes. Like, what are you talking about? And it was me in a room full of all these guys, and like, you have to take off your clothes. These are, we just need to see how you look. These are going to be nude singing telegraphs. Like, no, I know you don't do nude singing telegraphs. I knew it was BS, and I left, and it was one of those cringeworthy moments. And so, you know, see, not that I am putting myself into the same category as, you know, the exquisite Megan Fox, but it just made you cringe. And so Jimmy Kimmel is under fire, well, for a lot of things lately, including his song that he did parodying Snoop Dogg, where when she was telling the story of her being 15 years old, I mean, to me, he looked uncomfortable, but he, you know, came off with a joke, and it just didn't go well. It didn't, you know, go well. And so, you know, the sexualization of actresses is a big topic in the Me Too movement and in all this, but you are missing a whole population that has been discriminated against for centuries and still continues to be discriminated against. And I'm not really joking about this, okay? I know people think, okay, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, put myself down and no, this is something that's really, really frustrating, okay? You know, being a woman that never really was considered sexy, all right? I've wanted to get parts. I've wanted to get a job. I've wanted to, and I would get passed over for somebody hot. If somebody's good looking, if somebody is sexy, they seem to, their resume just seems to stand out a little more. So I have always had to supersede that with my brain, which, as many of you guys know, right? You know, really couldn't do much. I really wasn't the tool bag that it should have been. But, you know, and I grew up being told that. You know, I grew up saying, look, you know, if you're not going to be pretty, you're going to have to be smart. So you got to get grades. You know, you're going to have to, you know, have money, or you're going to have to work harder than other women. So I'm growing up with my mom telling me, you know, because of what she kind of had to deal with in the 60s, you know, of, you know, listen, you know, you're going to have to compete with guys. Okay, you're going to have to work harder. And so I'm thinking to myself, you know, because my sister was tan and she had, you know, a good body and all that. And I'm like, okay, well, that's okay. You know, I'll just try to get big boobs and I'll just try to, and they, my prayers are answered. And okay, you know what? Okay, fine. If I'm not going to be able to compete with a man, I'm going to somehow then accentuate what I can accentuate. And my father, on the other hand, is saying, no, if you're not going to be good looking, you're not good looking. Work on your brain. So it was good advice because, you know, I did. I mean, I got degrees and all that. But nobody's talking about that. That's pretty kind of discriminatory. That's pretty, you know, kind of abusive, in that you have to, one, if you're not female in certain circles, two, if you're not good looking, you have to get a 1450 on your SAT. I mean, what more do you want? I mean, I would love to get the part. I would love to be in a movie with Michael Fassbender, and I would love to be in a bikini and get to be in a sex scene, you know, where he's like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're like so beautiful and you're the hottest thing ever, you know, and I only want you for your body. And I'm like, oh, Michael Fassbender, yeah, true, preach. And then, you know, we make love on the movies. I would love that. I would love that instead. I have had to prove that I had a brain. I had to prove that I had more than looks. I've had to be turned down for so many jobs in show business because I'm not hot. And I get there's so many bigger fights to fight. And I'm not saying you have to put unattractive, unsexy women's rights to the top of that. We have so many other social injustices to deal with right now. But is anybody even going to address how discriminatory that is and how frustrating it is that if you aren't all that and you are flat-chested or too bootylicious or whatever, and you have to always work harder. And so maybe that's why I'm a workaholic, because I knew I was going to have to put in triple time just to overcome my lack of looks. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA will go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Sorry about my hair. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Had to get up at 5. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks, Jason is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Dr. Fauci is saying that there is a concerning surge of COVID cases. Disturbing surge, if I could use his words exactly. And this disturbing surge, we're seeing a rise in Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Arizona. New York cases seem to be going down a little bit, but there is a surge in multiple states. We're seeing it in Nevada. We're seeing it in California. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. We talked about that. We talked about, was it because of protests and, you know, many people being together and not social distancing, whether they were with the mask or not? Was it because people going back to work, people going back to party, people, you know, trying to enjoy, you know, time together, going back on Tinder, dating, you know, people are, you know, social animals. We want to be around each other. Is it because many of these people had coronavirus originally and now it's a second reactivation? There was a study that came out saying about 80% of people in March had coronavirus without even knowing it. Well, I need to look a little bit deeper into that study. But I can't tell you how many times some of us had a cough or some of us didn't feel well this last flu season. And we're like, well, maybe it's flu, maybe it's a cold or whatever, and it might have been COVID. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're seeing a whole bunch of us now have our second reactivation, which could happen with COVID. So I think there's a lot of reasons. But I'm starting to have just, I don't know if it's my spidey sense, I'm having an issue with our hand sanitizer use. Now, let me begin by saying I'm a fan of Purell. I am a fan of a lot of these companies. No, they're not sponsors, but I'm a fan of a lot of these companies who have provided hand sanitizing products for us to buy all these years in my medical practice or in the hospital and all that. And I think there's a variety of nice, very good smelling hand sanitizing products. And I think it's nice. And I think the way we have used these sanitizing products have been with utmost care and with utmost appreciation of how it can kind of dink around with nature. If you remember about 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, everybody warned us to stop overusing hand sanitizer, that the reason why we might be having these superbug issues is because we're hand sanitizing and we're lathering everything with gel and we're allowing superbugs to grow. And I'll tell you how that happens. And so we were really kind of, okay, guys, just go back to hand washing. You know, yeah, there's hand sanitizers. Yeah, there's these antimicrobial wipes. There was antimicrobial soap. They took that off the market. They said, look, let's just kind of go back to hand washing and use hand sanitizers in the hospital setting and all that. And now we have hand sanitizers everywhere, and they differ based on the restaurant or the store you go into. Some is really, really goopy. Some is very watery. Some reek where you stink and your car smells of alcohol for hours on end. And you're like, okay, what, can I see the bottle? My husband came home one day going, I still smell of the hand sanitizer. And I asked him where he was. I don't want to, you know, embarrass them on air. And he told me, and then I went myself, and I kind of took a picture of the bottle, and the bottle was a, you know, generic bottle, so meaning they're filling them up to supply to customers. My guess is it's not something like this that, you know, is in a brand name bottle, even though somebody could still reuse the bottle and fill it up, but it just was as generic as could be, and so it's you know, kind of implied that they were making their own. Or they were pouring something that didn't really have that kind of gel viscousy type of thing, you know, and so I didn't think it was, you know, real hand sanitizer, and that kind of worried me. I even wrote an article on it without mentioning the company. So I start to kind of look at hand sanitizer as, you know, maybe we need to rethink our use. I'm not saying we need to ban hand sanitizer, but what if, you know, hand sanitizer is to blame for some of the issues that we have right now? So, okay, for example, the whole superbug theory. People said that was debunked, that the theory that hand sanitizers could cause superbugs. There was a 2018 study that came out saying Enterococcus faecium, right, which comes from feces and up inside your enterococcus, okay? Your entero, meaning your entrails or your colon and intestines, they found that drug-resistant bug was drug-resistant to the hospital hand sanitizer that they tested it in. Okay, it happens. So the reason why it happens is how superbugs come to be is, let's say you're hand sanitizing your hands or you're cleaning off a surface and there's some bacteria. And you do that first assault. And that bacteria, you know, everybody around it dies, but this one bacteria pathogen looks up and goes, wait, I'm alive? And there's no second wipe. Maybe there's no second squirt. So that bacteria lives. Well, what do bacteria do? They reproduce. So now you got the little baby bacteria. Little baby bacteria is like, hey, Dad. He's like, son, watch out for that spray stuff. Well, if Dad was able to withstand it, sometimes baby can withstand it. Maybe it's a mutation. Maybe it's Dad got a good set of genes. But then those genes are the ones that keep reproducing. So you now have these superbugs. So rather than, you basically kind of create a new population of things that are resistant to what you tried to kill them with. So, you know, the other concern I have with hand sanitizers is people won't wash their hands. So, I would do that, too. I'd be in a hurry. I'd be rushing. You know, I'm like, okay, I got to go pick up the kids. I got to go, you know, pick up some groceries or whatever, grab some hand sanitizer. Did I stop and try to find a bathroom and try to walk into a bathroom and then do the happy birthday to you like two times or the ABCs twice to wash my hands? No. We're in a hurry. So we do squirt, squirt, and we're done. You know, true hand sanitizer takes about 30 seconds. There's tons of steps. I kind of wrote an article on this. I put it on my Facebook and Twitter. It is, I mean, you really get it. You got to get under the nails. I mean, you really have to get in there under the ring. So because we have hand sanitizer, now we could be halfway, you know. Then we heard, and we talked about this yesterday, how the FDA had to give us a warning to consumers that there's a brand of hand sanitizers or like a company coming out of Mexico. I think it's called... hold on a second, Esk Biochem. And there were a bunch of brands coming out of Mexico that didn't have the ethanol or the isopropyl alcohol. Ethanol is really, really good with, I believe, viruses, and isopropyl alcohol is really good at killing bacteria. They break down the cell walls and things like that. This had methanol. Well, methanol isn't the same as ethanol or isopropyl alcohol. And you could get methanol poisoning. You could get nausea, vomiting, dizziness, confusion, seizure, go into a coma, and die from methanol poisoning. So the FDA said, even though nobody's gotten sick, if you see these Esk Biochem brands, and I listed them out for you, it's on my Twitter and Facebook, pass on those. Because they have methanol and not ethanol or isopropyl alcohol. Then another reason why hand sanitizers may not be a good idea is because you have stupid out there. You have people that do stupid. They drink it. They drink it to get a buzz. Well, what if it had methanol? Now they're going to get methanol poisoning. And then I had a huge issue with it because my hands would get all dry, crackly, and bleed. So every winter when it got cold, when I would hand sanitize like crazy in my office, I would get cuts and bleed. And so how is that helping me? I'm supposed to prevent infection, and now the one barrier in your skin is your largest organ in your body. I know people are like, no, I got a different one. Okay, well, for me, skin is the largest organ in my body. Yes, bigger than my butt. And it's a barrier, and it protects infection from coming in. It prevents fluid from coming out. And I'm sitting there breaking down the barrier with the drying agent. Alcohol is a drying agent. It desiccates. It dehydrates. And so you start to lose your barrier. And, you know, so don't you want your hands protected? And then some of us get allergies to the fragrances and all the other crap that's with it. So I don't want to do a commercial anti-hand sanitizer. I don't want to discriminate against hand sanitizer. But I'm kind of thinking if we're running that risk going up to a company where we have bootleg or contaminated or non-real hand sanitizer, I don't know if I would put it on your hands if I were you. I would go to the potty and wash your hands. I would use soap and water or carry your own. Find a hand sanitizer that works for you and carries your own. But I'm just not that excited about it. And so maybe one of the reasons why we're having this big surge beyond the protests and beyond the lack of social distancing and the opening up is people have become halfway. They're like, well, if a restaurant has hand sanitizer, that just saved me a trip from going potty. I could go and use a hand sanitizer, and I now don't have to go to a sink and wash my hands. Now, should companies provide them sinks? Yeah, that's expensive. How to get the plumbing, how to get change everything out, how to get what's easier to just have some hand sanitizer there. So before we go into any more of a hand sanitizing craze, just kind of stop and think of maybe we could be making things worse. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is promising tough action against anyone who tries to damage or topple a statue or monument.
We have a very specific Monuments Act, and we are looking at long-term jail sentences for these vandals and these hoodlums and these anarchists and agitators.
President Trump on his way to Yuma, Arizona, where he will tour the border wall and also then heading to Phoenix, Arizona for a campaign-style rally. Testifying before a Democratic-led House panel on the coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked if he or his colleagues have ever been asked to slow down testing.
I, as a member of the task force and my colleagues on the task force, to my knowledge, I know for sure, but to my knowledge, none of us have ever been told to slow down on testing. That just is a fact.
USA Radio News. Another book critical of President Trump is hitting the shelves today. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington has the details.
Despite the administration's efforts to block the release of it, John Bolton's new memoir, The Room Where It Happened, is hitting the shelves today. Bolton's denying that he ever said he would vote for Democrat Joe Biden, though, over President Trump in November. The former NSA trying to clear things up in an ABC News interview that aired last night.
I'm not going to vote for him in November. Certainly not going to vote for Joe Biden either. I'm going to figure out a conservative Republican to write in.
A new bill will give a tax credit of $4,000 plus money for each child for travel within the United States. Republican Senator Martha McSally of Arizona introducing the bill, citing the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. McSally saying the tourism and hospitality industries were among the hardest hit sectors across the country, and their revival is critical to our economy. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So my nickname in school was Dolly. I think what happened is my name is Dahlia, and obviously Dr. Dahlia. Sorry, I forgot that you guys didn't know my name. I'm sorry, of course you know my name. But I think maybe my mom was concerned that it was too ethnic, you know, and it could raise shall we say attention, and you know, having that family that was killed in the Holocaust, and you know, she wanted my name a little bit more Americanized. And so she called me Dolly. So my name was Dolly growing up until I was in the fifth grade, going on my fifth or sixth school. And I hated the name Dolly because people would call me Dolly Parton. That say, hey, Dolly. I'm like, yeah. They go, have you seen Dolly Parton's new shoes? No. Why? Well, she hasn't either. And I'm like, that's not funny. And, you know, when I was in the fifth grade, I was flat-chested, and so I was really scared of having boobs. I was just so scared because I thought if people are making fun of me now, and I'm a fan of Dolly Parton, I think Dolly Parton is awesome. I love her voice. I love her songs. She is just, I'm a fan. But I just was so afraid I was going to get bullied more. So by the time I was in the fifth grade, when I went to a new school, and I walked in with my mom, the teacher's like, what's your name? And they go, this is Dahlia, Zodiru was my name. And, my mom goes, yeah, but we call her Dolly. And I go, and the teacher saw that it liked it. And the teacher goes, well, what would you prefer to be called? And I go, Dahlia. And then I remember my mom gasped a little bit, but I was Dahlia. And, no, I wasn't, targeted or anything like that. And it was fine. It was, maybe people, do try to assume, my nationality, but then to heck with them. Okay, I'm proud of who I am. And, I'm American. And if you guys don't like my name and you don't like that I have Jewish roots, then, everybody can go, bite it. So, but Dolly, when there was Hurricane Dolly, a lot of my old, classmates that remember me from the Dolly years was really worried about this storm. They thought it would really, really be right-leaning, would make a beeline to the right. And no, I'm a lot more moderate. And so Tropical Storm Dolly is doing what it's supposed to do. Just kind of staying in the Atlantic, and it'll go north. Right? And that's kind of how I be. So apparently satellites estimate the maximum sustained winds of Tropical Storm Dolly, which is the fourth named system of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. It is at 45 miles per hour. Remember, not until it gets to, 74 miles per hour is it a hurricane, so we're still good. The system was categorized as the fourth subtropical depression in the Atlantic this season. On Monday, it was forecast to intensify to a tropical storm, and they believe that it's going to move east-northeast but away from land. It will increase forward speed overnight, then it'll change its route to north, moving over cooler waters, and then losing strength, right? It looks like it's going to mess up and tousle everybody's hair, and glitter might get all over the place, but that's just, maybe on some boats, nearby, and it might flirt with a couple, good-looking, sailors, but other than that, Hurricane Dolly should be fine. So, tropical storm force winds extend outward 70 miles to south. Central pressure is 1002 MBs. All right, so for those of you into science, you guys know that's a lot of pressure. So anyway, tropical development is not expected for the rest of the week. We're still watching the Saharan dust cloud. They think that's going to limit tropical formation. And the dust is going to be moving over the Gulf of Mexico. People say this happens all the time, though, to not panic about the dust. If you have allergies, I think you do need to kind of do something about it. Now, a bigger fish to fry is we had a 7.4 magnitude earthquake hitting the southern coastline of Mexico today. It happened at 10:29 a.m. local time with an epicenter near El Coyol, 6.8 miles southwest of Santa Maria Zapotitlan in Oaxaca State. The earthquake could be felt as far as Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and capital Mexico City, which was 190 miles north. Tremors were felt and sirens were heard. So now we have a Pacific tsunami warning. They say hazardous tsunami waves are possible within 1,000 kilometers of the epicenter, including along the coast of Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala. The damage in Oaxaca State is considered light to moderate. Estimates modeled suggest localized casualties and damage are possible, but hopefully no more than, well, hopefully none, but they expect fewer than 800 fatalities and less than $100 million in damage. But that's, again, according to model. So this is a breaking story. We'll keep you guys posted as we know more. There's primaries. Today is Tuesday, and there are a bunch of primaries. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a part of a race. She is, from what I understand, she is, let me see. Oh, who is running against her? I thought I just saw that. I apologize. I'm having some issues. Let me see here. It's not saying. How is it not saying? So I got to look up a whole new thing. Well, anyway, she's got a primary, so I don't know who she's running against. Let me see here. There's also some primaries, and there's a lot of races to watch for. We got, let me see here. I apologize, people. My computer's decided to take a sleep. Why is it taking a nap? Okay, we got Kentucky. There's going to be the one between trying to unseat Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. And this primary is, I believe, former Marine fighter pilot Amy McGrath, Kentucky State Representative Charles Booker, retired Marine, farmer, and substitute teacher Mike Brohier, and they are all considered the top contenders trying to end McConnell's 36-year Senate career. In New York, we have House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel is facing a challenge from three candidates, former middle school principal Jamal Bowman, who is backed by Ocasio-Cortez, seems to be front runner. And then Ocasio-Cortez is facing her first primary challenge with three candidates. Journalist Michelle Caruso Cabrera calls Ocasio-Cortez a polarizing, divisive force. In Virginia,
I couldn't hear what you said.
Okay, don't listen. Why is Siri all up in my business? In Virginia, we have three Republicans seeking the nomination to take on Senator Mark Warner in November. He's the Democratic incumbent. So there's a couple obvious races to watch. You know, we haven't really been seeing much with politics because of everything going on. I mean, we've seen a lot of politics, but in terms of the races. And, you know, I got a lot of, you know, comments and messages and emails about, you know, Trump and is Trump going to lose and is Trump in trouble and all that. And you know, here's the thing, okay? We have a very, very unstable time right now in America. And I don't believe a lot of people during instability or a war or, you know, tragic times, I don't think people want to add another element of somebody new. And some might say, well, actually, if there's time for change, now's the time for change. So you might as well, if everything's kind of up in the air, you might as well start with a new president. That's not how the psychology works with a lot of people. Many people, if they're on the fence, they're going to probably play it safe. And what are people very, very concerned about right now? Well, they're concerned about their health, but they're also concerned about the economy. And if they don't believe Joe Biden is going to be the one that could take people out of a recession or a possible depression, or if they don't think Joe Biden will have, the chutzpah, you know, to make some hard decisions when it comes to America first, people may not go for that. Now, there's a lot of people that hate Trump out there, and they hate him so much that they're willing to mess with his rallies. And people think that the Tulsa rally was devastating. He still had thousands, tens of thousands of people there. But in terms of fundraising, you know, Biden hasn't really been out there much. Trump hasn't been out there much. For them to get the funds, you know, they're going to have to think of something else. And my guess is they're going to have to debate. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. So did you guys know that Rhode Island, which is, I think, considered the smallest state, it's gorgeous. If you've never been to Rhode Island, you have to go. It is one of my favorite states. It is beautiful. I love Rhode Island, one of my favorite states. But it has the longest name of its state. It's not Rhode Island. It's Rhode Island. Sorry about this. Rhode Island was incorporated as the State of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. So when the state was made in the 1700s, the State of Rhode Island and the Providence Plantations. So in this day and age, that's a name that many people are now petitioning to be changed.
So we'll keep you guys posted on the progress Governor Raimondo and other people behind this cause, the progress they've made. But I had no idea. I thought it was just called Rhode Island. You know, there's a lot of people out there that actually think it's an island. It's not. It's a state that's attached, but there's like a lot of like little baby islands, but it's not technically an island. A lot of people didn't know that. One thing I didn't know is I'm in Rhode Island and I'm driving towards Boston. Boston is only like 30 minutes away. And so I'm driving towards Boston and I see a freeway and it says south to New York. I'm like, south? New York's always been north. And I was like, that's a mistake. And like, no, we're north of New York. So you kind of get your geography all messed up. But it's really, really beautiful. And if you ever kind of want to look at Rhode Island really quickly, see Me, Myself, Irene. That takes place in Rhode Island. It's really pretty. The whole New England area I'm in love with. It's fascinating. So, okay. So that's what's going on in Rhode Island. We'll let you know if they change their name. But it would still technically be Rhode Island. I know. Because everybody's going to be like, oh my gosh, how do I remember now the state capitals? It's still Providence. So you're fine. So now, monuments. Okay, so Donald Trump made executive order. He is not taking the monument takedown and the destruction of monuments and the defacement very, very lightly. And this is something that has been a source of contention. And I always, on my show, maybe it's because I get sick of talking the medical, and maybe it's because I really like everything copacetic. I'm a blue. And not in terms of blue politically, but I'm a blue in psychology, meaning wanting everybody to kind of find happy ground because I know that's how we could move forward. Okay, I know a lot of people like to be divided. A lot of people like to fight. They feel better fighting and picking sides. But I would really, really like us to move forward because I really don't like the way our country's going right now. And when we have a monument that stirs, you know, some real strong emotions based on what somebody's ancestors go through, you know, that is an issue. When we have people defacing public property and private property and destroying things, which violates laws, and nothing happens, the rules kind of go out the window, that also stirs a lot of emotions. So then we need to resolve this. So how can we resolve this? Okay, well, you know, we are a republic. And, you know, we are a democracy. And so we are supposed to take people's feelings. We are supposed to take people's feelings into account. We are supposed to let the people govern. So there's a statue that causes a lot of, you know, discord. All right. It doesn't have to be destroyed. It doesn't have to, but maybe it gets moved. All right? Maybe we put these statues in an area. We have an area of history, a historical monument, even if the history is something that we don't like. Just like when I go to the Holocaust Museum, you know, at first I was like, why am I going to a Holocaust Museum? Why do I want to see bras and shoes and toys of people killed? Well, because we need that reminder. We need that reminder to know that, you know, this stuff happened and this stuff can happen again. And so I think a lot of people who felt wronged or the family members were wronged would be very, very amenable to having a historical site, have a site dedicated to, you know, people of that era, et cetera. We're kind of right now, you know, trying to reset ourselves. And there's a lot of things up in question. And one thing up in question is rules. You know, are rules going out the door if we, you know, if we think it's going to, shall we say, offend somebody, you know, implementing those rules? No, we have laws, and we've all agreed on those laws. We've all agreed on those laws. Every one of us, despite our gender or race, we've all agreed that if somebody destroys public property, if somebody loots your store, if somebody attacks, you know, and we've had people looted who were of all races and color and creed, you know, they want there to be intervention by the authorities. They want reparations. So I think we all agreed on those rules. If you destroy something, if you light something on fire, those rules should be there. And so we start to bend the rules just like we did with coronavirus because we were afraid that, you know, it would hurt feelings. So George Floyd, for example, what happened with George Floyd was a tragedy. It was atrocious. But we've had people who have been for 3 months following rules, going, okay, we can't go to funerals, we can't go to weddings, we can't go to graduations, and we have to follow these rules or we could be arrested, like that guy that was paddleboarding in California. But then all of a sudden they see the rules go out the door when we have protests and memorials and things like that. So if we lose our grip on rules, I'm not so much talking about law enforcement, but in terms of what's allowed and what's not, that's when we start to have anarchy. From what I understand, the authorities are already going to start going into the autonomous zone, CHAZ, the Capitol Hill autonomous zone, or the CHOP, the Capitol Hill Occupy protest. From what we understand, after somebody got killed and a couple people got shot, they're going in. Why? Well, because that's their job. All right? The majority of Americans are paying taxes to enforce the laws. If we don't like these laws, we're supposed to be able to vote and change them. So then let's come up with a new law or come up with a new approach to what we do if there is a statute that is something that many people don't agree with and that hurts hurts their memory of their loved ones, etc. Well, then here's the process. The process is we ask the city to mark it off, we ask the city to move it. But we don't take matters into our own hands and we don't start destroying it. There's a meme that's circulating on Facebook where it's a Statue of Liberty and a couple people are coming up trying to mess with her, and she takes her light and she kind of uses it like a baton and she kind of, you know, smacks them out of the way, and then she goes back and, you know, holds it strong. I think the majority of us agree that, you know, if something needs to be removed, we remove it peacefully, or we figure out how do we get the authorities to remove it. The problem we have is when we don't think government listens. And that's the other problem we've had. The other problem we've had is government hasn't listened. We've had shops and stores and businesses that have been dying. You know, 3 months of no marketing and no customers basically puts a nail in that business's coffin for many businesses. And I know a lot of people don't believe it because they're like, yeah, well, my store is doing good or my restaurant's doing good. You don't understand. It's very easy for competition such as Walmart to get somebody used to buying there if they went to your little boutique shop for 3 months and now they don't go anymore. So, you know, nobody was listening. We don't have the government listening when it comes to unemployment benefits. We have people without unemployment benefits. You don't have the government listening when people say, look, I don't feel safe, all right? You know, there's somebody, you know, there's somebody looting our store. I don't feel like, you know, my store is going to be protected during protests. So when you have entities that don't feel like government's listening, then they're not going to, you know, expect government to take over and do the right thing. So one is we need to implement rules, but the other is we need to make sure government listens and follows those rules. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.